I probably won't make it beyond this first slide, but let's start this next chapter, which is that chapter I was telling you about that's all about the specialness of water. I think it's called Water and the Fitness of the Environment or something like that. Well, slide one shows you a very small population of water molecules. These are all identical water molecules, but as I was telling you in the last chapter, you don't have to have two different polar molecules to form a hydrogen bond. You just have to have multiple polar molecules, even if they're all the same. So in a population of water molecules, each individual water molecule is polar because there's unequal sharing of electrons between oxygen and hydrogen because of their electronegativity differences. And therefore, when they get close to each other, water molecules tend to spin so that the partially positive end of one water molecule is juxtaposed or positioned next to the partially negative part of the other one. Did I say positive and negative? Hopefully I didn't say negative twice. Positive matches up with negative. And there's a slight force of, that's because there's a slight force of attraction, since slightly negative attracts slightly positive. It's not nearly as strong as an ionic bond because ions are fully charged. These are partial charges. And that's why a hydrogen bond is not a chemical bond. It doesn't cause these water molecules to stay together and form new stuff. Whereas the covalent bonds within each molecule does cause the oxygen and the hydrogen to stay together permanently, or at least until this molecule is dismantled, right? Forming new stuff. But water molecules in a population remain individual water molecules still bouncing off of each other, but not completely randomly anymore, like a population of nonpolar molecules like oxygen would. In other words, this swiveling, because of the partial attraction, causes a population of water molecules to have slightly more order than a population of truly randomly moving and bouncing off nonpolar molecules would have. And that explains really all the rest of the chapter. What the rest of the chapter is all about is several different ways in which water is a very special compound and why, as I said, we wouldn't exist without it. But even though those properties that we're going to discover in this chapter are variable, I mean, there's a wide variety of characteristics that water has, they're all explained by the fact that water is polar. And we'll start with slide two next time. That's the first of several different characteristics that are biologically important about water.